Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Good evening, everyone. Thank God we are back here this Saturday to continue on this series in 1 John chapter. We are now in chapter 2 and we're going to continue all of 1 John, and then we're going to go on to 2nd and 3rd John. So we'll be doing a series. We're continuing the series on the epistles of John, or the letters of John. Last week I stopped at verse 18, and then I will just recap from there and continue. But before I start, let us go into prayer. Father, I thank you again for who you are. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your love towards us. Thank you, O God, that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Thank you for the hope that we have in you, Jesus. And thank you for the privilege that we can take everything to you. And as we come this evening in the name of Jesus, we know of ourselves, O God, that we can do nothing. But, O God, as I come, I place myself completely into your hands. Lead and guide, O God, I pray. Pray for your people who are listening, that they will hear your word and purpose in their hearts to obey. Thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, that we will be having doers of the word and not hearers only. Lord, we look to you for your guidance and for your care as we continue to place our trust in you. And we say thanks in the name of Jesus. And we say amen. Amen. Bless God. We are back. We're going to continue. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Just a recap. It says, little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. So John was just reminding the people of God, was reminding the beloved saints that they have heard that the Antichrist shall come. And they were looking for that figure, that man who would be called the Antichrist. But John was saying, even though there are many Antichrists, and this is what John is saying, that there are many Antichrist spirits that are out there, spirits that are in opposition to Christ, spirits that are, they oppose everything that concerns Christ. So let us be aware, and let us not be deceived, people of God, for we are in the last time. The last days are upon us. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Verse 19 of 1 John chapter 2. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So John was saying that many have left the faith because they were not truly of Christ. If they were, they would have continued in the faith. But they left so that it would be made clear that they are not of Christ. People of God, if we are truly of Christ, we will remain with him. Even if we stray, we will come back. But if we are not of Christ, we are going to leave, and we are going to leave for good. So let us make sure that we are in the faith, that our faith is in Jesus Christ alone. In this world, you have many people saying about, I have faith. But faith in whom? Make sure that our faith is in Christ Jesus alone. So we want to remain stable in these trying times. We want to remain rooted and grounded in the faith. We don't want anything at all to cause us to stumble or to slip away from what God is saying to us. Verse 20 of 1 John chapter 2. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. So John was saying to the brethren, and he's speaking to us right now, that we have an anointing, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We have an unction, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And we believe the Word of God. People of God, our confidence has to be in the Word of God. We have to put our trust in God's Word and knowing that His Word cannot fail. Everything else will fail, but His Word stands forever. We have to put our trust in the Word and know that we have the anointing of the Holy Spirit in us. All those who have placed their trust in Jesus have the Holy Spirit in them. So we have help. We are not alone. So we can live this Christian life. We can live victoriously because the Holy Spirit empowers us. He enables us when we are unable. Verse 21 of 1 John chapter 2. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. So John was saying that he was not writing to the saints because they did not know the truth. They did not know Jesus, who is the truth. They did not know the Word. But because they know the truth, and the truth cannot produce a lie. People of God, we cannot be living a lie if the truth is really in us. So we want to know and be assured of the truth of God that is in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. We want to live that life of honor, that life that brings glory to the name of Jesus Christ. If we have Him in us, if we have Christ in us, let us shine brightly. Let Him be seen. Let Him be known. Let us not be ashamed to own Him and for Him to be seen in our lives. We don't want to be secret disciples. We want to go forth in the power of Jesus Christ and declare who He is to the world. Verse 22 of 1 John chapter 2. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is an antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. John was saying and asking the question, who is a liar? But he is the one that denies Jesus is the Christ. The one that disowns Jesus as the anointed one, as the Messiah. He is the Christ, the Holy One of Israel. He came forth from the Father. Those who deny that truth is an antichrist. They are in opposition to who Christ is, that denies the Father and the Son. For if you deny the Son, you also have denied the Father. So the Word of God is telling us and showing us clearly who is really a liar. Those that deny that Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one, the one who came to save humanity, the one who came to save us from our sins and to declare the Father's love for us. Verse 23 of 1 John chapter 2. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same has not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son has the Father also. People of God, the Godhead is united. It is one. As Deuteronomy 6:4 tells us, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, one in essence, one in nature, one in character. So whosoever denies or disowns Jesus Christ the Son do not have a relationship with the Father. So many will be saying, oh, I know God, but I don't want nothing to do with Jesus. That is trouble right there, people of God. The Word of God tells us that he that acknowledgeth the Son has the Father also. So we have to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And that when we acknowledge who Jesus is, we also are in a relationship with the Father. So whosoever denies or disowns Jesus the Son do not have a relationship with the Father. But he that admits or believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God has the Father also. That person also have a relationship with the Father. They are one. Oneness of the Father. Oneness with the Son and the Holy Spirit. So you can't say, I have the Father, but I don't want Jesus. It doesn't work that way. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit united as one. So if we have the Son, we also have the Father. And we can run to him and cry, Abba, Father. Verse 24 of 1 John chapter 2. Let that therefore abide in you, that you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. What John was saying to the disciples and also saying to us now, let the love of God that you have heard from the beginning abide in or remain in you. If we adhere to God's commandment to love him and to love others, we will continue in a relationship with Jesus and the Father. People of God, we have heard from the beginning that it is God who first loved us. God demonstrated that love towards us. His word tells us that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. So if we adhere to God's commandment, if we purpose in our hearts to love him with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, to give him true worship, to serve him wholeheartedly, to worship him in spirit and in truth, if we give him our all, and if we love our neighbors as ourselves, love one another, Jesus said, as I have loved you. And when we look deeply as to how Jesus loves us, the word tells us that he loves us sacrificially, because he what? Laid down his life for us. He said, no one took my life from me. I lay it down. Greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for us. So we see that sacrificial death that he suffered at the cross. He loves us unconditionally. He came while we were still in our sinful state. While we were yet sinners, he died for us. He loves us with such pure motives. No strings attached. He came freely. He said he delighted to do the will of the Father. He came to save humanity. People of God, it is for us to walk in humble submission to his will and to honor him every step of the journey. So if we know that we have that love of Jesus Christ abiding in us, we can go forth every day in victory. And we will continue in that steadfast relationship with Jesus and Abba Father. Verse 25 of 1 John chapter 2. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. People of God, what a promise. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. Our eternity is secure in Christ Jesus. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son. Let us not forget the love that God has for us. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, whosoever put their trust in him, should not perish, but have eternal life. The word of God tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is a gift, people of God. Christ came to us. Father God sent his Son as a gift to us to redeem us and to reconcile us to himself. We should be people who are rejoicing every day of our lives because of the sacrifice that Christ has made at the cross for us. We don't want to take it lightly what he has done, but we want to live each day honoring his great name. This is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. Eternal life is in Christ Jesus, people of God. We have eternal life once we are in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Verse 26 of 1 John chapter 2. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. So John was saying to the believers, to the saints, to encourage them to remain in a steadfast relationship with Jesus. For there were deceivers out there. There were deceivers trying to deceive them. Many were coming trying to seduce them. And people of God, these are the last days. And there are many false prophets out there. There are many deceivers out there coming to deceive God's people. And if we don't have the Holy Spirit in us, if we don't have the Word in us, we will be deceived. Because they're coming. They appear as angels of light. They appear. They will come with a little of the Word. But watch it. Watch and ask the Lord for discernment so we can discern the lies that they want to mix with God's Word. So let us continue to hold fast to the Word of God. And let us continue to hold on to the purity of God's Word. And let us not be distracted by what is going on in this world. But let us hold firmly to God's unchanging hands. Verse 27 of 1 John chapter 2. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And you need that not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. John was saying to the believers, and also this word speaks to us right now, that the Holy Spirit that we have received of Jesus Christ still abides in us. And that we should allow the Holy Spirit to teach us. This is not saying, people of God, that we should not listen and learn from earthly teachers. But the Holy Spirit is in us to guide us into all truth. He is the master teacher. All other earthly teachers have to look to him for guidance and for him to teach them also, so they can also teach others. So we look to the Holy Spirit, who is in each and every one of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord. The Holy Spirit is not just in some people and not in some, but once you have accepted Jesus Christ, once you have put your trust in him, the Holy Spirit now comes to live in you. And as John was saying, the anointing which you have received of him abides in you. The Holy Spirit is still here. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's in us. But many times because we quench him and because we grieve him away, we don't feel like he's near. But we can't go by our feelings, people of God. We have to go by what the Word said. The Word said he still abides in us. And we can trust God's Word. He is still in us. So as we allow the Holy Spirit to teach us about Jesus, we will remain in fellowship with him. We will remain in a relationship with him. We will remain in partnership with him. So we want to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us and to lead us and to guide us. But we have to first yield to him, people of God. Let us not quench the Holy Spirit. Let us not grieve him away. But let us yield to him as he speaks to our hearts. People of God, the Lord is calling us, each and every one of us, to understand and to know him. To know Jesus. To know that the blessed Holy Spirit comes to live with us and in us. We are not alone. Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And he has come, people of God, and that's according to John 16:7. He has come and he's with us and he's here to help us. He's here to keep us. He's here to refresh us. He's here to enable us when we are unable. People of God, the Spirit of truth has come. whom the world cannot receive, as Jesus said in John 14:17. The world cannot receive him because it seeth him not, cannot see him, because the world is blinded by the enemy. The devil has blinded the eyes, the minds of the people of this world. They can't see him. They don't know him, neither knoweth him. But you know him. We know him, because he dwells with you and shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit dwells with us and shall be in us. He's always in us. He's always with us. He's always here with us, people of God, once we have placed our trust in Jesus Christ. So we are not alone. So let us remember each step of the journey that the Holy Spirit is with us. And he is able to help us. He intercedes for us. The word of God tells us in Romans 8 that he intercedes for us with groanings that cannot even be uttered from our mouth. He prays for us according to the will of God the Father. He is here with us. So let us know that we are not alone. We have to live this life of Christ confidently, knowing that he didn't leave us as orphans, but he came. He came to live with us and in us and to keep us in every area of our lives. People of God, we just thank God for the blessed Holy Spirit who is with us during this time. If he wasn't with us, we couldn't make it. But thank God we can make it. Because the word of God tells us that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption, until Christ comes back for us. So we have everything that we need to live this Christian life, because we have the Holy Spirit to enable us and to keep us and to empower us in every area of our lives. Verse 28 of 1 John chapter 2. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. So John was encouraging or exhorting the believers. He called them little children. That was an endearment. And John was saying, for them to remain in fellowship with Jesus Christ, that when he comes, we may have confidence and not be ashamed when we stand before him when he comes. Many of us are walking in disobedience. Many of us are not using the gift that God has given us and the talents that he gave us. And because of that, when he comes, many of us are going to be ashamed because we were not doing what he has called us to do and we were not walking in obedience to his will. And we can look on the parable that Jesus spoke of in Matthew 25. Of this man going out, and he gave all his servants. He gave them talents. One got five, one got two, one got one. And those that got the one that got five, he invested it. He did well. So when the master came back, he was happy, he was rejoicing, because he did well with what he got. The one that got two also did well, because he got 100% increase as well. But the one that got one, let us turn to Matthew 25, 24 and 30 and see the servant that got one. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, so his master came back and he said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid the talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow it not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou mightest therefore to have put my money to the exchanger, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury, that means with interest. Verse 28 of Matthew 25. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has no talent, which has 10 talents. Give it unto the one who has invested the 5 and now has 10, 100% increase. So take it from the one who did not invest, did not do anything with the gift and the talent that he got, and give it to the one who already have 10 and have invested well. Look at verse 29. For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has. Verse 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. People of God, this parable shows us that Jesus Christ, he has given us all gift. Gift from the Father, gift from the Holy Spirit, gift from Jesus himself. We all have gift. We all have been given gift according to his grace. And if we don't use those gifts and talents to build up, to invest in the kingdom, then we will be in big trouble. We will be ashamed before him at his coming. We don't want to be ashamed before him at his coming, people of God. We want to do what he has called us to do. We want to invest in the kingdom. We want to go forth with the help of the Holy Spirit and to do what he has called us to do. We want to be rejoicing when he comes back. We don't want to be holding down our heads in shame. We want to do as he has called us to do, so we will not be ashamed before him at his coming. Verse 29 of 1 John chapter 2. If ye know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. People of God, if we truly believe that Jesus is the righteous one, then we will know that everyone who practices right living or righteousness is born of Christ. Born of the Spirit, born from above, the new nature is at work in him. So we are called to practice right living, to live as he has called us to live. And let us go forth and do the will of our Father, walking righteously, bringing honor to his name. God bless you all. We will stop here for this week, and we give God thanks for his word. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you for your word to your people this evening. And we pray, O God and mighty Lord, that your people will receive of your word and will go forth in power to do your will. They will live righteously and soberly in this present life. We give you thanks and praise again for your word as we look to you by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.